Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Education is already a key issue in the just-getting-underway race for Boston mayor, with a big task facing the next mayor, picking a new school superintendent. The former superintendent, Carol Johnson, retired last month after 6 years at the helm. The longtime school chief financial officer, John McDonough, is now holding the post, but only temporarily. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the search for a permanent school chief, a process expected to take months.
All sides indicate the search could take a while.
I can't imagine that a superintendent would come to Boston until he or she knew who the next mayor was going to be.
That's Kim Janey, Senior Project Director of Massachusetts Advocates for Children. Boston Mayor Tom Menino agrees.
We're going to start the process very shortly, and if we get done by the time I leave, good. But I believe it'll take 9 months at least to get a new superintendent in Boston.
By then, Menino will be out of office. The final choice will be that of the new mayor, he says.
First of all, the mayor has final say in who the superintendent will be. So the new mayor, whoever he or she may be, will have a decision.
Menino says it'll be way too early to expect a list of potential candidates. He says they're just now beginning the preliminary work.
The school committee, myself, set up a process, and then the final analysis, the final candidates are presented to the new mayor, and they'll make that decision.
That could pose a problem, says Kim Janey of Mass Advocates for Children.
I would think that the next mayor, who will be, you know, elected in November, would want to really weigh in this process. And that includes, you know, hiring a search firm, selecting members for a search committee, and defining a community engagement process, because this is probably one of the most important, if not the most important post or appointment that the next mayor will have to make.
And is one of the most important issues in the race for mayor. At least one of the 12 candidates says the search process shouldn't begin until voters elect a new mayor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.